I will invite you all to a comfortable seated position if you're not already there. You might sit on a block, you might sit on a bolster. Slide your hips back a little bit in space. Lift up through your spine. Find that beautiful long line of your spine. And then close your eyes. Turning your awareness inward. And becoming sensitive to all of the beautiful sounds, the feelings of this moment. Today we'll move through a traditional or classical hatha yoga practice consisting of kriyas, purification techniques, asanas, postures to help clear out and awaken the body, pranayamas, breath work to work on the subtle body and to further purify, deep relaxation, meditation, and mantra, vibrational meditation with sounds. All of them work together in blissful coordination with Mother Nature. Like I said, she's going to be doing most of the work to bring ease, peace, and balance to all of the different layers of our being, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, all coming together. This is yoga. Bringing your hands to your heart center. We'll begin with the sound of three ohms. Exhale. Deep breath in. Call and response. We begin with the unification mantra. Repeat after me. Om Sahana.
Om Sahana.
Bhavatu.
Bhavatu.
Sahana.
Sahana.
Bhunaktu.
Vishavahai.
Deep one quick om, three quick shantis.
Om shanti, shanti, shanti.
Just feeling the space inside, the meaning. May we all work together. May we be supported by the auspicious and support each other in all of our endeavors. And may there never be any animosity between us. May we experience peace, peace, perfect peace. Namaste. Bring your left palm onto your heart, right palm over top. Lift your heart into your hands and start to breathe a little bit deeper here. Slightly turn your chin down and bring your awareness into your heart space for a moment. Eyes closed here. And if you imagine a little altar or a little temple or maybe a little fire or maybe a really nice place in nature that you used to go when you were a kid, or just a place inside. You don't have to put a label. A place that is special or sacred within you. And as you breathe there, just dropping the first and tiny little seed of gratitude. Grateful to be here. Grateful for this breath. Grateful for the journey that brought you to this moment, all the ups and downs, everything we've learned along the way. Grateful for yourself. Let's make gratitude our first posture. Beautiful. You might wish to give a little bow to Mother Earth, maybe one to yourself. This is optional, of course. Maybe a bow to Father Sky, lift it up. And then bring your hands on your knees. Sitting up nice and tall. If you can keep your eyes closed, do so. But I'll describe it with visuals for those who need. Starting with Kapalu Bhati, which is a forceful exhale and a passive inhale. This is a purifying and breath to help wake up the energy. So we shoot the breath out, and the belly snaps in like so, either out of the mouth, or nose. Okay, keep your face relaxed. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine headache, sinus issues, high blood pressure, take it easy. Sit tall, loosen up shoulders, relax your mind. Get ready. You can stay with me or at your own pace. Begin. Really good. Close your eyes when you got it. Keep going. Don't try and inhale. Just exhale as the belly pumps in. You can deviate off to your own pace, so we overlap now. Feeling a jerking sensation as the belly snaps into the spine. Sit up a little taller. Lift your heart. Last 3, 2, 1, fully exhale, everyone. Empty, empty, empty your lungs. Empty all the way. Take a full breath in through your nose. Hold your breath. Take another little sip. Hold it. Slightly contract your pelvic floor. Mula Bandha. Lift your spine. Shoulders relaxed. Release the pelvis. Exhale calmly. Relax your hips. Relax your belly. As we move through the different techniques, just be present. Just try to stay present with your practice. If ever you need to take a break, just lay down or take child's pose or just sit and meditate. Remember that we grow over time, gently, gently, with practice we grow. Reach your arms up over your ears. Interlace your fingers. Release your index fingers, thumbs crossed, like a gun position. Hug in your forearms and really lift upwards. Straighten out the spine. Next one is breath of fire, breathing in and out through the nose, like so. So it's like a vigorous breath, like relaxed hyperventilation. Relax your forehead, and same things apply, precautions. Don't do it if you're pregnant. Migraine, headache, sinus issues, high blood pressure, very gentle. Sit tall, close your eyes. Let's generate some inner fire. Halfway inhale, through the nose, breath of fire. Keep going. Breathe vigorously. You want to feel that's an energizing breath, not too slowly. The inhale matches the exhale. And let your mind become very soft. Mind goes inward. Really good. 20 seconds. You're awesome. Last 3, 2, 1, fully exhale. Exhale all the way. Full breath in. Hold your breath. Pelvic floor engage. If you know all three bandhas, engage them. Lift your spine. Lift your crown. Hug in your elbows. Little smile. Bandhas you can hold longer. Everyone else, calmly exhale. Keep your arms up for a moment. Inhale deeply. Keep your chest up. Reach your arms behind you. Press down your thumbs, press down your hands. Roll the chest open. Lift your heart to the sky. Lift your chin a little bit. Take 3 deep breaths. Fill up your upper lungs. Breathing in and out through your nose. Exhaling all the way. Inhaling all the way. Maybe you feel like you're breathing into some cobwebs, loosening up the connective tissue. Maybe some phlegm there. Maybe a cough. It's all good. You're expanding your breath. Perfect. Come to a neutral spine. And when you're ready, softly open your eyes. So as much as you can in the practice, you want to keep like a chilled out yogi face. And you can use your face as a guide. If ever you get into a pose and you get yourself like getting like the intensity on, use your forehead as your tool for reflection and just relax the face. Same with your breath. You want to keep it nice and smooth, like a middle bowl of porridge through practice. Come up to a standing position. Stagger yourselves forward and back from your neighbors. So when you swing your arms left and right, you won't bump each other. Feet a little wider. On your inhalation, you come to the middle. On your exhale, you'll tap your heart with one hand and exhale out to the other side of the nose of the mouth, like so. Begin. Eyes can be open and soft, or you can close your eyes here. And feel free to go faster. You can go at your own pace here. Twisting, deep breathing. Wake up your lungs, wake up your spine. Really good, everyone. Keep going. Each time, inhale more. So focus on the inhale a little more.
Yeah.
Focus on the exhale a little more. Last 3, 2, 1. Face the front. Inhale, arms all the way up. Spread your fingers very wide. Lift all 10 toes off the floor. Feel your toes and your fingers active. Breathe 3 deep breaths and stand as big as you can. You're sending the signal to your body. Time to wake up every cell. Time to breathe. Time to spread prana, life force, vitality. Last inhale, lift up. Release the hands. Exhale. Good. Come to the top of your mat. Bring your feet together. Moving into the sun salutations, classical. And we'll go slow the first time, about 2 or 3 breaths in each one. For those of you who are new to the practice, there's always beginners in the big groups. Your breath is the main focus, and your breath is the most important part of your practice. It's the bridge between the mind and the body. It's the purifying agent, the main one, and it's the main thing that helps meditate and spread prana, oxygen, life force. So deep breathing. Inhale, arms lift to the sky. Palms together, look up, stand tall, take 3 deep breaths, in and out through your nose. Press down your feet. Feel your entire lungs breathing, your back, your front, bottom and top. Really good. Inhale, lift up. Lean back a little bit. And then exhale, hands in prayer down the midline. Bow forward. And bring your fingers to the floor. You can bend your knees a lot, or you can even bring your palms to the floor. Let your whole upper body reach down. Take 3 deep breaths. When I first started yoga, I was like half a meter from touching my fingers to the floor. And so I would always bend my knees. So make sure to bend your knees, and one day they'll straighten. Breathe through your spine here. Good. Come onto your fingertips. Step your right leg a big step backwards. Bring your right knee down to the floor. Long enough stance that when you sink your hips low, your knee is over your front left ankle. High on your fingertips, chin up, eyes gently look up, breathe through your nose. Relaxing your mind, feeling the massage of your breath. Shoulders back. Lift your heart. Look up. Excellent. Ground your hands. Spread your fingers wide. And press your hips back and up. Step your feet hip distance apart behind you. The downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Look at your hands for a moment and spread your fingers wide. If your shoulders are really tight, you can turn your fingers out a little bit. Shoulder distance, hands. Push your pelvis up and backwards. Bend your knees if your back is tight. You can lift the bottom of your hips up more. Press your chest lower. And then over time, stretch both of your heels towards the floor. Slightly engage your thigh muscles. Slightly draw your lower belly in. Breathing through your nose as if you're breathing. The whole pose is breathing. Excellent. Inhale, look forward, shift forward a little bit, bring your knees to the floor, chin forward, keep your butt up in the air, shoulders backwards, chin forward, and lower your chest down between your thumbs. So your chin and your chest are on the floor, your hips are up in the air.
good for your spine. Elbows in. Relax your face. Being able to relax your mind in the different funky positions in yoga is a little metaphor for being able to relax your mind in the funky poses of life. Bring your chest forward, bring your hips onto the floor. Point your toes and bring your ankles together. Press down the tops of your feet, using your back muscles to lift up. Feel your spine doing most, or the back doing most of the work. Just light on your hands, shoulders back, and look up. Baby cobra, breathe through your nose. Point your toes. Inhale, press down your feet, lift up. You can go to middle or high cobra, but keep your back working. And then come down. Press back to downward facing dog.
Ah. Step your right foot forward.
A big step, doing the opposite of the other side. So sink your hips low enough so that your front shin is vertical and you feel stretching in your hips. Front shin vertical. Vertical. Breathe here. Look up and enjoy a deep breath, yogis. Look at one spot, nice long neck, shoulders back, lift your heart. Step to the top and bow forward, exhale. Press down your feet, stand all the way up. Inhale, arms lift up, palms touch, look up. Lift up, lean back, hands to your heart, exhale all the way, and bring your hands down side. Find a really proud posture. Take a full breath in, full breath out, and now we move with one breath, one movement. Just try your best. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, left leg back, knee down, press down your hands, look up. Hold your breath, down dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor, smoothly, don't rush your breath. Hips down last. Inhale, cobra, feet together. Exhale, down dog.
Inhale, left leg forward,
right knee down, press down your hands, look up. Exhale, step to the front and bow. Engage your thighs, forehead to shins. Inhale, reach up. Lean back. Exhale, hands to heart. Look forward, soft eyes, hands down. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow. Bend your knees if you need to, guys. Inhale, right leg back, knee down, hands down. Hold breath, dog.
Exhale, knees, chest, chin down, shoulders back.
Hips down at the end. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog.
Make your breath just as important as the pose. Inhale, right leg forward.
Sink your hips, chin up. Exhale, step front and bow. You're doing great. Awesome. Inhale, arms lift. Exhale, heart. Relax your jaw. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow. Nice long spine.
Inhale, left leg back.
Hold your breath, dog.
Exhale, knees, chest, chin down.
Ujjayi breathers, turn it on. Inhale, cobra.
Exhale, dog. Stretch. Inhale, left leg forward. Breathe in. Chin up. Exhale, step front. Bow. Forehead to shins, engage your thighs. Inhale, stand.
Lean back. Heart, exhale. Stand proud, hands down, shoulders down. Inhale, arms up. Look up. Exhale, bow. Relax your face more.
Inhale, right leg back. Knee down.
Look up. Hold breath, dog.
Exhale, knees, chest, chin down.
Hips down at the end, feet together. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog.
Inhale, right foot lightly step forward. Knee down, hands down. Lift your chest. Exhale, step front and bow. Inhale, arms. Lean back.
Exhale, heart. Proud posture, hands down. Little smile. Inhale, arms up. Last one. Exhale, fold.
Exhale, more. Inhale, left leg back. Fresh breath through the whole body. So good. Hold your breath. Dog. Exhale all the way out. Empty your lungs. Lower down. Exhale more. Inhale, cobra. Feel your back muscles. Exhale, dog.
Inhale, left leg forward.
Sink your hips. Step up.
Exhale, bow. Ground your feet. Stand.
Inhale, arms lift. Lean back. Hands to heart. Exhale. Close your eyes. Hands down. Open your chest. Stand proud. Feel your entire body. Full breath in. Full breath out. Become present. And move your presence through every pose. Eyes lightly open. Bring your feet together. Toes face forward. Inhale, both arms to the sky. Turn your right palm upwards. Make a pointy finger and thumb connection and hold your right wrist with your left hand. On your inhale, get long. Squeeze into the middle and then lean out to your left side. Look forward. Stay nice and long. 3 or 4 deep breaths. Push your hips out to the right. Feel stretching in your right side. Lift your chin a bit. Bring your left shoulder forward. Good job. Look forward. Take one more breath. Go a little deeper. Exhale. Press down your feet. Inhale. Come up. Switch your hands, create Dhyan Mudra with left hand. Inhale, get longer. And then out to your right side. Make sure that you're not holding your breath. So everyone breathe. If you've gone too deep, just come out of the pose a little bit. You'll be able to breathe much more. Slightly suck your belly in. Look forward with a soft gaze. Straight arms, straight legs. Slide your hips out more. Turn the right shoulder forward. Lift your chin a bit. 3, 2. How low can you go? And 1. Inhale, lift up. Both arms. Palms out. Reach long. Hands on your lower back. Fingers facing down. Nice coordination. Lift all 10 toes off the floor. Press down through mainly your heels. Contract your thighs and push your hips forward. So feel steady grounding through your heels. Inhale, lift your heart.
shoulders back, lift your chin, start looking up, and then over time, look backwards and drop your head all the way back as you push your hips all the way forward. Please listen to your body and listen to your spine. If ever you feel pain in yoga, you've gone way too deep. And if ever you're holding your breath, we know that you're too tight. Back up. Middle bowl of porridge, guys. It'll all come with practice. Two more breaths here. Elbows closer together. Let the head hang at the end. Lift your heart bone up. And then inhale, come up. Full breath in. Hands down to the side. Maybe you get a nice little flush of energy there. Arms up. Breathe in. Step your feet hip distance apart. Suck your belly in. Make two peace finger hooks with each hand. Bend your knees. Reach forward, drawing your belly. And then hook your big toes. You can bend your knees as much as you need to. Hook your toes all the way up to your knuckles. And then clasp with your thumbs. Create a solid, energetic loop. Press down your toes into your fingers. Engage your thighs and begin pressing your legs straight until you feel stretching. Pull against your toes, elbows stretch out to the side, but then hug your elbows in closer to your calves. Shoulders away from your ears, reach the crown of your head down. Find a balanced stretch and find a balance between pushing and pulling, between effort and relaxation. Make sure that your inhale matches your exhale. Long breath in and out through the nose. Lean a little bit into your toes. Slightly inward spiral your legs. Slightly draw your thighs, belly in. Last breath. Enjoy the pose. Enjoy the heat. Stretch, stretch. Stretch. Hands release. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Hands on your hips as you exhale. Ground your legs. Stand up. Inhale. Full breath in. Release hands. Exhale. Maybe you sweat. That's okay. Feet together. It's good. The heat of practice is called tapas. And it's a physical heat, but it's also a mental, emotional friction. And that's what helps to purify through the old patterns. And so you'll notice in different poses, different thoughts come up, different attachments, different feelings. Throughout the practice, all of that inner turmoil becomes smoother. And you can go through the different transitions with that inner composure. Feet together. Bend your knees. Bring the weight all the way back into your heels. Inhale both arms to the sky. Create two Gyan mudras here. Palms facing each other. Look up. Everyone breathe. Reach through your arms and send your hips farther back and sit your hips lower and lower. Weight in your heels. Breathe, everyone. Focus your mind. Shoulders away from ears. Elbows locked. Sit a little deeper. Hips back more. Last one. Stand up. Breathe in. Hands down. Exhale. Step your feet hip distance apart. Arms forward. Connect pointing fingers and thumbs. Look straight ahead, lift high up off of your heels, bend your knees, ankle strength, and now lift your heels maximum up on top of the toes. Vertical arches one day, highest high heels. Control your breath, sitting lower, but lift your heels higher, smile. 3, 2, inhale up, and down. amazing. Feet together. Step your right leg all the way up to the right. Big step. Turn your right foot to the side of the room. Beginners, just check your feet. Right foot parallel to the back of your mat. Left foot parallel to the side of your mat. And a big step about one of your legs between you. Open up your arms parallel. Create two Gyan Mudras, fingers facing down. Inhale, open. Turn your chest, hips to the side. Bend your left knee. Sinking down low into your hips. Breathe here. Check that your arms are equal from the floor. Look forward. Check that your breath is full. Slightly suck your belly in. Press down your legs. Sink low enough that your front knee is over your front foot. Lower your back hand. Lift your upper arm upwards. Lift it all the way up, lifting out of your waist as you sink your hips deeper. Bring your left knee to the left of it. Open your leg to the left slightly. Not your foot, just your knee. For three, look up. Slide your back hand down. Two, and maybe reach your arm backwards. And one, look forward. Turn your back, bring your back foot a little forward. Turn your heel off the floor. Step to the front. Hands to your heart. Big breath in. Exhale.
Other side. Step your left leg a giant step backwards. We're going to do the other side. So your right foot faces forward. Left foot to the side. Open your arms. Connect your pointy finger and thumbs. Check that your arms are equal. Bend your right knee. Keep your spine in the middle. Turn your hips to the left more, but press your knee to the right more. Look beyond your front middle finger. Smile. And let's breathe here. Feel the arches of your feet active. Sit lower and lower. Suck your belly in a bit. Drop your back hand. Turn your palm up. Lift the other arm. Look up. Breathe and lift yourself. Make space in your right side lungs. So good for your organs. So good for strengthening your core. Helping heal your spine. Really good for mental focus, discipline, and concentration. Look up. Start reaching the arm backwards for three. Control your breath. Two. Sit a little deeper. Last one. Come up. Step to the front. Hands to your heart. Big breath in. Hands down. Maybe an exhale. Good job. Step your right leg backwards. Face the front. Square your hips to the front. Left hand on your left hip, everyone. Bend your left knee. Inhale. Reach your right arm to the ceiling. Get nice and long. Breathe in. Reach forward. Bring your hand outside of your left baby toes. All five finger and thumb tips like a claw. Lift your left arm to the ceiling. Or bring your left palm on your lower back. And that helps too. Elbow facing the ceiling. Or reach your arm all the way up. Make sure your back foot is pressing down on the floor. Make sure your back foot is pressing on the floor. Turn your chin. Turn your head. Look up. And now deep breath here, everyone. Get the breath flowing. Twisting. Triangle. Over time, straighten your left leg more and more. Straighten both elbows and open your heart more.
ground all of your feet. Slightly draw your belly in. Take one more breath here. You're doing awesome. Last one. Inhale, twist deeper. Hands down to the floor. Exhale. Press down your front foot. Hands on your hips. Inhale, stand up. With control, step to the front and switch legs. Left leg back. Not as big as the pose that we just did. And make your back foot on a 45-degree angle. Square your hips to the front. Inhale, left arm upwards. Get longer, breathe in. Bend your right knee, reach all the way forward, and bring your left hand outside your right baby toe. Keep your back leg straight and your back foot grounded. Reach your right arm to the sky when you're ready, or right palm on your lower back. You can brace your back. Close your lips. Focus on making your inhale and your exhale equal and longer. In other words, stretch your breath to stretch your mind. Stretch your breath to stretch out the prana, the energy. Look beyond your upper hand. Create Dhyan Mudra with the upper hand. Straighten both legs over time. Square your hips more to the front, left hip forward, right hip back. Maybe a little smile at the end. Remind yourself, it's just yoga, man. Take one more breath, inhale, lift. And then hands down, exhale. Bend your front knee, hands on your hips. Inhale, stand. Step to the top, lift up. Release your hands, exhale. Good job. Press down your left side leg, hands on hips. Lift up straight. Lift up your right side leg. Get your front leg a 90-degree angle. Breathe here. Option one. Left hand on your knee. Left hand on your knee. Right hand on your lower back, fingers facing down. This is a beautiful pose. Option two, slide your left hand down your shin, hook the outer edge of your foot, and slowly extend your leg forward. How's your breathing here? Slowly start twisting your body to the right. Maybe reach your right arm to the back of the room. Press down your foot for stability. Back hand in Dhyan Mudra. Look beyond your hand for three, two. Slowly face the front, hands on your hips. How we exit the pose is just as important as the peak of the pose. Oh. And release down. Good job. Shake it out. Notice sensations that arise there. Balancing poses tend to bring up irritability and self-judgment more than other poses. Press down your right leg. Give yourself a little kindness, a little compassion. It goes a long way. Eyes forward. Breathe. Left leg. Center your awareness. Center your mind and your body on what you're doing. Right hand on your left knee. Left hand behind. This is a beautiful pose. Press the palm into your back. Lift your heart. If your breath stays really steady and your grounding legs feel steady, slowly extend your leg. If you're holding your breath, you've gone too deep in the pose. If everything's good, reach your chest to the left. Lift your heart into the pose. And start reaching backwards. Can you stand straighter? Breathe more, guys. More awareness on Ujjayi breath. For three,
Yawn mudra. Two. Smile at the end. Slowly face the front. Hands to your hips. Hug the midline. Inhale, lift up. And release. Shake it out. Good job. Turn to the right side and step your legs wide apart, facing the right side of the room. Turn your toes in towards each other and bring your heels wider apart. Make sure that there's more than 1 meter between your feet, so even a little wider. Open your arms parallel. Inhale, press down your feet and lift your heart. Lean forward, engage your thighs, nice long spine. Hands to the floor. Bend your knees a little bit. And if you can, hook and step on your fingers with the outer edges of your feet. Actually, step on your fingers from outside. Chin forward, pick a spot for your focus, and start stretching your legs to the ceiling, and then pull on your feet. If your head easily touches the floor, take a shorter step. If your head is nowhere near the floor, take a wider step. Go for it, wider step. Your legs won't slip apart, it's not like the cartoons. Right? Trust your body. Look forward and work to reach your forehead to the floor. Take three really conscious breaths now, everyone. Meet your body exactly where you are and stretch.
Turning the hips to the sky more. Press the outer edges of your feet down. Engage your thighs. Shoulders away from your ears and stretch. 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 Come all the way back up. Inhale, still facing the side wall.
Hands to your hips. Now, turn your toes away from each other so the toes become wider than your heels. And step quite a bit. This next one is really, really nice. Sometimes a little hard to find the exact mechanics of it, but try your best. Arms will stay straight like the pillars, and you sink right down. You can let everything hang. I'm loving this pose lately. So even the weight of your arms kind of press your hips open here. And then let your shoulders hang up towards your ears, and then turn to the left. Close your eyes if you like here. Breathe deeply. You can get your hands closer to the thighs if you want. Let your hips totally sink down. Let your legs be pushed apart by the weight of your chest. Breathe into your armpits, really good for your lymph nodes. Take one more here. Face the front. Inhale. Sink and turn to the left. Breathe here. I like to close your eyes for this one. Stretch your hips. Can you sink your hips right down like a basket? Let the full weight sink into the straight arms. Yeah. The more you surrender, the more you stretch. Now breathe deeply. 3, 2. And 1. Face the front. Inhale. Stretch up. Roll your shoulders back. Interlace your fingers behind you. Step your feet hip distance apart. Press down very firmly. Roll your shoulders back and just pull your arms down, lifting your heart up. Breathe here. Find like the Iron Man chest. Wonder Woman, up the chest. Tuck your tailbone. Press down your feet and lift your heart. And then release. Tuck your chin to your chest. Center. Turn to the front. Step to the front.
hands down your sides. Very good work. Inhale, arms to the sky. Bow forward.
Bend your knees, sit down.
Sit up straight. Moment of appreciation for the floor. Good job, guys. Lift up your heart. And now everyone, I remind it so many times because it's that important. Equal and deep breath in. Equal and deep breath out. This will give you mental, emotional, and energetic control. So you are guiding the breath. The breath is not guiding you. The teacher once said, you walk the dog, don't let the dog walk you. Arms forward, shoulders back. Lift your feet. If this is too much, hold your thighs. Spread your toes, happy toes. Bring your feet up to the same level as your knees. Gyan Mudra. Lift your spine. Ujjayi breathers, breathe loud enough that your neighbors can hear you. You're inspiring everyone around you. Literally, inspiration, inspire. Maybe straighten your legs at the end. Point your toes. Lift up. Come to low boat. Just one breath. Take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. Back up. Inhale. Now, you can either bring your feet to the floor or grab your feet. So either taking a break or legs out to the side. Use your core here to stay up. Keep breathing. You have to press down your butt and lift your heart. Open your legs wider. Shoulders back. Lift up. And then cross your legs. Sit tall for a moment. Long breath in. Long breath out. Nice strong core. Come onto your hands and knees. Face the front. Bring your right leg out to the side. Bring your left hand out to the side, onto the wood, so you might have to move forward or back, and reach your right arm to the ceiling. You can point your back bottom foot. Look up to the ceiling, Gyan Mudra. Spread your fingers, press down your bottom hand. Now, if you feel steady here, flex your right foot. Engage your core and bring your feet together so the right foot comes off the floor. Smile here. Look up. Suck in your belly. Lift your hips higher. Three. Chin up. Two. Weight comes back to the right leg. Left knee to the floor. A little bit of a shift. Lift your hips, and you can do a back bend here if you like. Drop your head back. Enjoy this one, guys. Take a nice deep breath in. Maybe a big ha. Yeah, let the head go. Let your head hang. Open your armpits more. Tuck the shoulders back. And then slowly come up. Your hips come back, hands on the floor, come to child's pose. Thank you, body. Come back onto your hands and knees. Stagger yourselves front and back from your neighbors. Sorry, I didn't mention that before. Left leg out, right hand out to the side. Start. Left arm up to the ceiling. Point your back toes. Close your lips. Remind yourself to breathe. In for 3 seconds. Exhale for 3 seconds. Imagine that you have a pair of lungs shaped exactly like your body,
but it's 1 centimeter wider than your entire body. And you want to breathe like you're filling up that entire set of lungs on every breath. Beyond your fingers, beyond your toes, inside and out. That's how much you breathe. Ground your bottom hand, you can stay here, or bring the feet together into side plank. Have your left foot on top of the right. Look up, press down. Lift your hips, squishing those side kidneys for 3, 2. Now, left leg strong, right knee to the floor, adjustment if you need. And then turn the chest open, push the hips forward. Big breath here. Let your head hang back. Ah. Do a big ha if it feels right here. That was a nice little ha. Let's do a big one. Deep breath in. Slowly come back.
Hands and knees. This time, inhale, arch your back, breathe in. Round your back, breathe out. Chin to your chest. Send your hips back to your heels. This time, knees together. Pull your spine longer. Reach your arms to the back. Forehead to the floor. Continue breathing.
Find some kindness, kind mind, kind attitude. The power of the yogi is not the power to control the world outside them. It's the power to adapt their inner world to any outside circumstance. Strength and flexibility, but on the inside, manifest out in life. Deep breath in. Deep exhale. So good. Come forward onto your belly. Adjust with your neighbors here, arms straight out to the side. Maybe you touch a neighbor's mat. Enjoy someone's jewelry. Squeeze your legs together, lock your knees. And now, the full locust here. Reaching your arms up and out, lift your chest and look up. Lift your legs off the floor. Let's feel the whole back active. Spread your fingers. Everyone lift your arms, look up. Breathe deeply. 3. Spread your toes, straighter legs. 2. Give a little more energy. Lift up. And down. Press back. And then stand on your knees at the top of your mat. Core should feel steady, front and back, sides, and your spine should feel supple. If not, that's fine. You just don't go deeper into the pose. Hands on your lower back. You can use padding, so folding your mat over if you need to. Knees a little bit wider if you have back issues. Otherwise, hip distance. Point your toes. Ustrasana, the camel pose. Roll your shoulders back. Push your hips forward, brace your spine, close your lips, and lift your chest. Look up. My teacher calls this pose a free antidepressant. Free antidepressants, guys. Breathe so deeply and open your heart. Send fresh prana to your heart. New blood, new life. If you can drop the head back, if you feel comfortable, grab your feet one hand at a time, palms facing outwards at the ankles. Keep pushing your hips forward. Drop the head. Close your lips. And let's stay here for three really nice breaths. Just you, your breath, sound of nature. I'll be quiet. Slowly come up. Sit on your heels. Close your eyes. Maybe sitting on a block. Breathe in and breathe out. Knees together. Bring your hips out to one side and sweep your legs forward. Slide your hips back a little bit. Sit up tall. Bend your left knee. Step your left foot outside of your right knee. Keep both hips on the floor. Some of you will be able to bring your right foot next to your left hip. But this is the pose I'll offer. Left hand behind you. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Breathe up first. And then hold the outer edge of your leg. Bring your back hand closer to you. Shoulders away from ears. Flex your right foot. On your inhalation, lift up. On your exhale, twist to the left. Nice long neck. Suck in your lower belly a little bit. Relax your mind. Take one more breath in. Sit up tall. And twist, twist, chin twist, twist. Come forward. Counter twist, but lift up. Legs forward. Switch your legs. Right ankle in line with your left knee joint. Foot flat onto the floor. Some of you can have your left foot next to your right hip. Right hand behind you. Inhale, lift up first. Nice deep breath. And then keep nice and tall and then hook. Hold your fabric there. Flex your left foot. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, twist your heart. Mindful of your neck, shoulders away from your ears. Just honor your body. Let go of any off thoughts. The mind is like a thought engine. It just keeps producing thought after thought after thought. Your job in yoga is to stay present with your breath, not get lost in the thoughts. Suck your belly in a little bit. Press down your hand. Lift a little higher. Twist. 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 Lift up, do a counter twist, face the front. Bring the soles of your feet together, nice and close to you. If possible, lift and turn your butt backwards just a bit so you're more on the front of your sitting bones. You could sit up on a block if you need to here, guys. Interlace your fingers underneath your feet. Inhale, sit tall. And then reach forward first. Shoulders always back for this part.
every inhale grow longer. Every exhale, pull a little bit deeper. Spread your toes apart. Keep your elbows in. You can press your arms into your thighs if you're deep enough. Reach the crown of your head forward. Rather than letting your forehead hang to the floor, reach the crown forward. 3, 2, and then let your head hang. Release your feet. Let your forearms hang on the floor and let your whole head hang. Staying here for about a minute. And now see how much tension you can release from your muscles. How much could you let your arms go floppy? How much could you let your head totally hang? Could you breathe a little bit deeper? Three rounds of Brahmari, the sweet sound of the humming bee. Close your eyes. Deep breath in. Inhale deeply. Last inhale, fill up your back.
Slowly sit up. Straighten your legs. Do a little bicycle. Cross your legs. Get nice and comfortable. Close your eyes. And for some of you, this might be a total first for you. It feels so good. We're going to start doing a little bit of giggling. And so we start off with fake giggles. And then you just let it be natural, no expectations. Get ready? Ha, ha, ha.
Take a huge breath in.
Shoulders nice and loose here. Inhale like a horse lips. Let's do that a few times. Feel like a vibrational massage. One more. Sit on your heels for a moment. Hook your fingers underneath your right ankle. If that's unavailable, just reach your right hand to the floor. Sit up nice and straight. You might have to take off wedding ring or rings if you have one. It does an uncomfortable pinch. And then just lean your head towards the right side, walking your towards the left side, and walk your hand out to the left. So the whole torso hangs out, the head hangs out. Breathe here. Breathe into that line, big energy meridian running up underneath your ear, down through your heart. Long, deep, nourishing, yogic breathing. You can lean out a little more. Let your right hip be even heavier. And practice allowing what you feel. Letting go of inner resistance. And just keeping your mind present without reactivity. Close your eyes. Final breath. You can do a ha if you like. Slowly come up. You can help your head up with your left hand if you like. Switching sides. So you come on your fingers with your left ankle. Long, deep breath. Excuse me. Right hand out. Let your head slowly hang to the right. Left hip heavier. Can you feel your chest expanding? Your face relaxing. Your ears relaxing. Final deep breath in. Slowly come up. Rest your hands on your knees. Let your shoulders be really loose. Close your eyes. And in slow motion, roll your head counterclockwise. Let your bum be really heavy. Let your belly hang out. Very gently switch directions clockwise. Keep breathing here. Best breath. Come up to the center. Hands and knees. Turn around with your head facing the front of the room. Lay on your back. Feet to the back of the room. Hug your knees in one final time. Give yourself an actual hug, and if you like, give each knee a little kiss. Release your legs. Release your arms. Final shavasana. Straight legs on the floor. If your back is sore, put a bolster underneath your knees. Heels close together, let your feet hang apart. Your heels are almost touching. Toes hang apart. Arms almost touching your hips. Palms hang open. Tuck your shoulders underneath you. Loosen up, release your neck. Close your eyes. Allow your skin to release from your muscles. Your whole body is releasing now. Letting go of your physical body. Relax the muscles from your bones, the muscles of your eyes, your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, your hips, your legs and your arms, your back. Relax your skeleton, allowing the space between every joint to release. Relax your mental body, the realm of thinking. Just let the mind relax. You don't need to go anywhere, do anything. Just be here, gently present. Let your mind be peaceful. Close your eyes. Relax your energetic body, allowing your inner energetic meridians, your nadis, to flow freely with prana. So fresh, subtle, vital energy is feeding your entire physical body on the energetic level. Relax your aura, your magnetic field. Relax your wisdom body. This is the aspect that is beating your heart without you thinking of it, digesting your food, informing your intuition. Creating synchronicities in life. And it runs all through nature. This deeper wisdom that exists within everything. Relax. And relax your spirit, your soul, that little piece of the universe that carries your unique vibration called Atman. Relax your spirit and let your individual spirit merge with the Great Spirit. Let go. back to your body. Feel your space. Feel your gentle breath in your belly. Your belly is softly lifting and sinking. Taking a nice deep breath in. Relax every muscle. Keep your eyes closed as much as you can. And allow your movements to be very minimal as you roll to the right hand side. Fetal position. Come up to a seated position. Sitting on a bolster if you need to. Simple cross-legged, maybe half lotus or full lotus. Relaxing and calming pranayama. The Sitali or Sitkari. If you know Sitali or Sitkari, you can begin now. Just let your hands rest, your heart lift, shoulders soft, face soft. The first one, if you can curl your tongue, you stick your tongue out like a straw and inhale smoothly and comfortably through the straw. You'll feel cool air coming over the surface of your tongue, gently filling your lungs. Let your belly relax. And when you exhale, silently exhale out of the nose. Relax your lips closed. Continue. Little sound like you're breathing through a fat straw. Feel the cool air. And it's very comfortable. Exhale silently out of your nose. For those who cannot curl their tongue, Sitkari, your lower lip hangs open, and you just inhale like a hissing through your teeth. Feel the cool air coming in. And then when you exhale, silently out of your nose. This is a deeply calming and emotionally and mentally cooling technique. Let's continue for about 5 minutes. Close your eyes and relax your mind inward. Hips are heavy. Spine is straight. Neck is straight, if you can. Every time you inhale, imagine you're breathing in cool, compassion, acceptance, tolerance, forgiveness. And every time you exhale, release some tension, physically, emotionally, mentally. This is medicine for your heart. Relax your temples more. Relax your jaw even more. Last minute, feel cool air coming in. Guide it in and let it spread. Finish your last round. Relax your hands comfortably. And just sit peacefully with yourself for about 2 minutes. Meditate here. Feeling your gentle breath. Close your eyes again. gently bring your hands to heart center, ending the practice just where we began, with a gentle inner thank you. Thank you to yourself. Thank you to your fellow yogis. And perhaps thank you to all of the extended system, your friends, your family, your job, society, Mother Nature, the universe, that allowed you to practice today. The light in me honors that in you. Namaste.